Unit 22. Exercise 2, page 70. A. According to recent studies, Southeast Asia, Indonesia, Malaysia, Philippines, Singapore, and Oceania, including Australia, New Zealand, and Pacific Islands, are experiencing more and more extreme weather. This is because of climate change, which causes ocean temperatures to increase and sea levels to rise. As a result, storms, floods, and extreme heat are becoming more common in the area, affecting people's lives, homes, as well as the local economies. B.
Tropical storm hits the Philippines. Tropical storm Nalje hit the Philippines last weekend, with high winds and rainfall affecting many regions across the country. There have been reports of floods that have destroyed thousands of houses. It is estimated that, in total, the storm has caused more than $71 million in damage. Experts warn that Tropical Storm Nalje may become more extreme and develop into a typhoon over the next 24 hours. So, police are asking people to stay inside and avoid traveling so as to reduce the risk of accidents.
C. Prepare and stay safe. Before, make an emergency plan for the whole family, ways to communicate, where to take shelter, etc., if there is a power cut. Prepare an emergency kit with food, water, a mobile phone, a torch, money, and important documents. During, listen to local weather reports on the radio and follow the instructions of the emergency services. Stay inside. If you are outside, avoid driving or walking through flooded streets. After, go back to your house only when the police tell you it is safe. Make sure your friends, family, and neighbors are okay. Check your house for damage. D.
Hi, readers. My name is Janelle, and I live in Mindanao in the Philippines. My country is in the Pacific Ocean, and we normally experience 20 typhoons or tropical storms every year. But this time it was more serious than ever. The heavy rain and the strong winds caused so much damage. Tens of people died, and some are still missing. Whole villages were under the mud. My house was completely destroyed, and now my family and I are staying with my grandparents in the north of the country. I just hope that a disaster like this never happens again. Janelle, 17.